We now have two stories about bikes. The first is written by Rachel Bannum and describes how electric bikes changed the life of Tim Gregory. Tim had been cycling for nearly 40 years when he became ill with a debilitating lung disease. But an electric bike got him back in the saddle. And now he's helping others rediscover the freedom of life on two wheels. Here is Tony again to tell us more.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to.
His business is called Smile Bikes, and it couldn't be more aptly named. For Tim Gregory's business is also his passion. It has enabled him to enjoy cycling again, and he is committed to giving others the same opportunity. Tim started Smile Bikes at Langley, near Norwich, 3.5 years ago. It is now Raleigh, UK's biggest-selling single electric bike shop in the country. Tim regards the business as his second chance and is proud that most people who try an e-bike at Smile Bikes then decide to invest in one. Anyone interested in trying an e-bike is encouraged to visit and have a go. Tim says, "You make an appointment, come and have a coffee and a chat, and then we talk about your life, your health conditions, whatever. And then we'll take you out on bikes in the countryside and try them." He adds, "People come here and try them and become part of the Smile Bikes family. Then we deliver them and set them up for them at their home. This is all about service and quality products. The bikes that Tim sells are designed specifically as e-bikes. The extra speed and power of each bike's electric motor makes cycling accessible to those who would have previously found it a challenge." Tim has loved cycling all his life. In 1982, at the age of 13, he introduced BMX racing to Norfolk and formed the Norwich Flyers BMX Club. The support of fellow members and parents then led to Norfolk's first BMX track in Cossey being built that stood for another 20 years. Tim progressed to mountain biking and road riding. But then, after years of living and loving cycling in all its forms, 10 years ago his life suddenly changed when he became ill with a debilitating lung disease. With permanently damaged lungs, his cycling life became a frustrating and suffocating struggle. "I've always started clubs around this area to help people cycling, and it became a passion," he said. "Then I found, because of my illness, that I couldn't cycle anymore. I got an electric bike and found that I could cycle again. I realised this could help other people to cycle who can't cycle at the moment or were having difficulty cycling because of other health conditions or age. I just thought, if I can do it for me at the level I ride, then I can do it for other people. And that's what we do." Many of Tim's customers have health conditions, and an e-bike gives them back their cycling freedom. Tim knows just how they feel and explains that the bikes they purchase are an investment. "If you can find a way of getting out in the countryside and riding and not feeling ill, then that's priceless," he says. "I'm just genuine. I'm not a salesman, and we don't chase sales because we don't need to." He adds, "We treat people the way we want to be treated. Our aim is people turn up as customers and leave as friends, and that's what mostly happens. From just about everybody, without exception, the most common thing we hear is, 'It's changed my life.' Some of the e-bikes at Smile Bikes are heavier, touring models, built for comfort, and the shop also has lighter bikes that look the same as a pedal cycle and are attracting younger customers too. Tim is happy to be cycling again and is keen for other people who may not be able to cycle for whatever reason to experience the benefits of e-bikes too. It's freedom, independence, and I think more than anything, this is about mental health," he says. "My thoughts now are that this is 70% mental health and the other 30% is physical, which is a lovely byproduct of it. It's getting out there, getting into the countryside or whatever, and riding. That's what it's all about.
Tony, I don't know about you, but I've had an electric bike for several years, and I really do enjoy using it. It gets me all the way up Gas Hill, the steepest hill in Norwich.